Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. I hope you're all doing well, having a phenomenal Wednesday morning. The Packers offseason stretches out before us. Hopefully the sting of Saturday night's loss to the 49ers is fading away. And now we get to have Favre Watch 2 Electric Boogaloo. That's right, Aaron Rodgers and his future with the team hanging in the balance here. Appearing on Pat McAfee yesterday, Rodgers talking about how he would like to probably have a decision by the time the Packers have to make their decision on the franchise tag with Davante Adams, a deadline which happens in late February. So sounds like we got some time on our hands to wait and find out what Aaron Rodgers decides and what the team decides in regards to the quarterback's future. In the meantime, we'll be here every single day on Cheesehead TV talking about the Green Bay Packers, because that's what we do. Thanks to everybody who hung out with the Patreon crew last night on the happy hour. It's always a lot of fun. We had a very lively discussion about the game on Saturday. And it's just great to see the passion, the people from literally all over the world every single week showing up to the Patreon happy hour. Can't thank you guys enough. I'm going to start out, so I don't leave it to the end this time. I'm going to start out with a shout out to our good friends over at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and use promo code Cheesehead. That's right, promo code Cheesehead. Get 56-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code Cheesehead at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. If the DraftKings Sportsbook app is not yet available in your area, check out the DraftKings Fantasy app. They're giving away millions of dollars of prizes over there as well. DraftKings Fantasy, DraftKings Sportsbook app, download them. Check them out. And remember, use promo code Cheesehead. I cannot stress that enough. Hello to everybody in the comments. Hope you're all doing well. We got some super chats up in here. Soder, what's up, buddy? Thanks for the super chat. Appreciate all the hard work that Bach put in to get back. It was just never meant to be. Hoping that the Jenkins recovery goes more smoothly. Big time yes on that. Those of you who missed it, maybe overnight or this morning, I did have an exclusive interview with David Bakhtiari over on the website, cheeseheadtv.com. David and I chatted earlier yesterday morning about his season, his continuous attempts at getting back onto the playing field this year, how it was just not to be, his frustrations with his knee. A lot going on there that he revealed that hadn't been talked about publicly. I encourage you to check that out, cheeseheadtv.com. Great chat with David. Really appreciative of his time and his candor and his reaching out. I mean, he could have talked to anybody on the beat or in the national media even. And he reached out and said he wanted to talk to me. So I really appreciate his time. Alex, thanks for the super chat. Why it feels like 12 is the same as LBJ in 2010. Man, I kind of had that idea, like, especially when he said he was going to go on McAfee with his decision. Like, oh God, we have to have a whole production about it. John, thank you for the super chat. Too early to pull up flight trackers? 12 watch. I think you're a little early, but you never know. Who knows? I know Tyler Herrick, our social guy, has his tail number info. So as soon as it's on the move, we'll let you guys know. Eric, thanks for the super chat. Is 12 playoff broken? That's a question right there, Eric. I don't know about playoff broken, but more and more, it does seem like end of the season against the best defenses, he comes up short. We've heard a lot over the years from Aaron himself talking about needing to get these games in Lambeau. Well, these games have been in Lambeau these last two seasons, and he hasn't looked too great. You can set all these records, and you can score all these points and move the ball and put up these Star Wars numbers, as Jim Irsay used to say, during the regular season against the great unwashed of the NFL, and that's great. Not taking anything away from that accomplishment. It's still pretty damn incredible. One of the greatest throwers of the football of all time. However, there's more to the game than just throwing the football. It's wonderful that you have this process, gathering information before every play, reading the defense, et cetera, et cetera. San Francisco took some advantage of that. Definitely took some advantage of that, disguising things, changing the kind of shape of their defense at the last second, etc. And Aaron and Matt never really adjusted to that. So I don't know about playoff broken, but he's got to be better against the best defenses late in the season. And late in the season is important because clearly they won this game. They won a game against this team back in week three. They beat everybody in the NFC West throughout the season. That's, you know, a real tough division. All, you know, three of those squads are all in the playoffs. Like, that's an accomplishment. You can't take it away. However, end of the year, as an older player, you could kind of see Father Time catching up with him in real time there on Saturday night. You know, makes one amazing play outside the pocket. The throw to Aaron Jones is incredible. Probably should have scored, but regardless, that's a phenomenal play. But that is very much the exception now and not the rule. And it feels like an attempt to recapture old glory. Rather than playing within the confines of the system, and the problems with plays like that is it gives him hope that he can continue to do it when all evidence points to, especially against the better defenses and the better fronts, that is not a recipe for success. As we saw continuously throughout the second half. Don't forget that throw to Jones happens at the end of the first half. The entirety of the second half lay waiting for him to do something, anything. And he simply never really rose to the occasion. Now, it's never just one guy. It's not just Aaron Rodgers. But how many times do you win 10, 12, 13 games and get to the playoffs and expect a different result with the same QB doing the same things, continuously coming up short against the best defenses at the end of the year in Lambeau Field? I don't know. I don't know the answer to playoff broken. That feels a little bit broad, in the sense of if they're on the road, if they're in a dome, if they're in a warmer climate, if the weather conditions are better, is he a better quarterback in that scenario? I suspect so. But these are the Green Bay Packers. They play in Lambeau Field. If they're really good, they're playing in Lambeau Field in January. You've got to be able to operate in those situations, especially if you're a quarterback who's sitting there talking to a microphone for the balance of a month saying the colder, the better. We wanted this in Lambeau. The colder, the better. Well, it didn't look like colder, the better in Saturday night. Ben, thanks for the super chat. Sure feels weird not wanting your MVP quarterback back. I feel you, Ben. It's an odd juxtaposition. I think the totality of it is what kind of drives that idea and the perception, right? I think intellectually, season by season, of course you want Aaron Rodgers under center. Gives you the best chance to win. That's why Matt LaFleur wants him back. He's a coach. He wants to win football games. But big picture, when you step back and you look at the totality of everything, how many times are you going to butt your head against the wall expecting a different result? What's the definition of insanity? I don't know, Ben. Vex, thanks for the super chat. I heard before this game it was a legacy game for Rodgers, LOL, and I never thought Rodgers drama would top Favre's pictures. Oh, well, that's, you know, the off-field stuff is off-field stuff, and they both have issues off the field, but very different issues. But on the field, the legacy game, man, if that was a legacy game, whoo, baby. That's a rough one to go out on. Lex, thanks for the super chat. Are we going to have Packers trivia this summer? Yes, actually, I have a meeting with Corey Banky, a Cheesehead TV meeting this afternoon, and that's one of the things we're going to be discussing. It'll probably be a bit later in the offseason this year. I felt like we did it too early last year, and then when there's an actual lull in the NFL calendar, I was left talking, doing Packers dailies, and there was nothing to talk about. So we'll probably push trivia till post-draft. Like, and then after the Packers have their mini camps, whatever, the OTAs, and then there's that kind of lull before training camp. We'll probably do it then. But yes, Packers trivia will be back. Oh, and speaking of programming notes, Packer Transplants Live, which was scheduled to be on tonight, will be has to be pushed back. It's most likely going to be next Monday night. Unfortunately, LiveX, well, fortunately for LiveX, we've got a ton of jobs and we need producers on those jobs. And we really can't produce Transplants Live tonight. But the good news is that we will be having a season-ending Packer Transplants where Corey and I hash everything out. That will most likely happen Monday night. But I will let you guys know as the week progresses. Jeff, thank you for the super chat. I'm beginning to think this is more about what the Packers want, not what Rodgers wants this time around. Really? I don't know. I mean, it's hard to gauge because we don't have access to Brian. Hopefully we get to hear from Brian sooner rather than later to wrap up the season. But right now we've heard Aaron and Matt, right? And we've heard Aaron obviously talking about needing to take some time, doesn't want to be part of a rebuild, which, you know, really? No kidding. And then Matt talking about how Matt's really the only voice we've heard from the organization, and he has said, in all my conversations with Mark, Brian, we're all on the same page. We all want him back. So you can only take that at face value. It sure feels like the ball is in Rodgers' court to me. Now, what Brian actually thinks, I don't know. As far as does he want to move on? Does he want to trade Aaron? Is Aaron open to a trade now? I don't know. And that's to me, that's a mystery. But it does feel like we're kind of waiting to see if Aaron wants to continue to play. And I do not think, everyone keeps dismissing the idea that he might retire. And is it likely? I don't think it's likely, but I think it's a real possibility. I would not be dismissive of that possibility. Justin, thank you for the super chat. I just think the Pack have to fully commit to whatever happens with the QB decision. If 12 stays, got to work all the salary cap gymnastics possible to keep the team competitive. If he moves on, got to fully rebuild around Love. I think I understand what you're saying, but I think either way, the salary cap is an issue. I'm not diminishing that in any way, shape, or form, but I suspect, you know, when these moves were made to bring the band back and try one last run with this group for 2021, undoubtedly there's a plan as far as where they're moving from here. You know, they probably knew they were moving on from Z. And I think Z knew that too and got him upset. I think they know, you know, the guys they're going to extend, whether it's Jair or Adrian Amos, et cetera, to bring their numbers down. Restructuring Bakhtiari and Kenny Clark are most likely going to happen. And, you know, they'll be massaging things along the way. I would be absolutely shocked. And will there be tough choices? Of course there will. I doubt Mason Crosby is back. You know, things of that nature. We've got longtime players who have been identified with this team for a very long time will most likely not be in the green and gold next year. But that said, even if it is, you know, bring Aaron back or roll on with Jordan, I don't think the roster and the roster build is going to be that dramatically affected. Other than the one area where it obviously will, is if you do trade Aaron, you open up a pretty hefty chunk of change in your salary cap, roughly like $20 million. So that helps you in that regard. But I don't see them ever like having a fire sale or anything like that to just get a ton of assets to build a new team around Jordan Love. I think they've been putting things in place to make this transition, you know, going back to when they drafted Jordan. That whole draft was about looking to the future, you know? So I just don't see a all out rebuild. And I think, you know, some of that's semantics, obviously, but I don't think it'll be that dramatic. I mean, you look on defense, they have got a really good core of young players on that defense to build around. Really talented young guys. And that's exciting. Matt Mamba, what's up, man? Nice to super chat. Use this money to hire better video content creators. Matt Mamba, we love you. The Unstable Packers fan ain't never going away. VM, thanks for the super chat. Which players, top three, who have been on the Packers roster since at least 2020, took the biggest steps forward in the 2021 season? Greetings from Germany. What's up, VM? Thanks for the super chat. Got a lot of qualifiers here, man. I don't know. On the roster since 2020. I'll go with... Tyler Lancaster, I think, has really improved his play. I know no one wants to hear that. Probably Alan Lazard. And Lazard. I'm trying to think through the entirety of the roster right now. And I'll go with A.J. Dillon, too. I think Dillon took a huge step this year. Those would be my three. TKM, good to see you at your post. Appreciate you, Nags. Got nothing. Pappies and Puppy Fund. Over it. Thanks, buddy. Kevin, thanks for the super chat. All these people complaining about a coin toss wouldn't fare too well in No Country for Old Men. That is great, Kevin. Man, the rhetoric around the overtime thing is so tired. It's so tiring. I'm so sick of it. I've been sick of it. I blame Peter King for all those years he you know, fought the fight to try and get rid of sudden death. Sudden death was perfect. Man, after 3 hours of football, at some point, you got to move on with your life. It's time to end the game. Toss the coin, go play ball, win the game. It's just, some people would have them out there for like 5 hours. It's been ridiculous. Andrew, thanks for the super chat. But if 12 stays, you and Olive get to dress up your new dog in Packers gear like in my avatar. That is true. My girl sent me links last night of all the dogs they're looking at adopting. Good Lord. Roger's watch is definitely on. T-Man, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Does GM Nagler trade Rodgers for draft capital or try to keep him on the team and push the can down the road for one more run? I trade him. 100% trade him. I'm ready to turn the page. I've seen what I needed to see. Last year, I was like, all right, last dance, one more run, all in, totally get it. This year, I've seen what I need to see. What's that TikTok sound? Immediately no. Immediately no. I've seen what I needed to see. But thankfully for all of you, I am not the GM. But man, think of the boat. You all saw the graphics last draft when they were talking about what they could get for Aaron Rodgers. And it was like this insane haul. I think that was from the Broncos, but they had a couple others. Like, I'm like, now it's a two-time MVP. We're not trading an MVP. We're trading back-to-back MVP Aaron Rodgers. Come on. You don't think they could get a boatload of shit for him? Man, that could be like the Herschel Walker trade. Set us up for a decade with the core they've already got in place. And then you add all this new stuff into the mix. Let's go, especially if they're draft assets. That's cheap labor, baby. For a team with a cap problem. Let's go.
Yeah, that's not going to happen, though.
Chuck it. Thanks for the super chat. If Green Bay and 12 come to terms and he stays our quarterback one, are you going to be disappointed? Right after the loss, I was mad at him, but he's still a great QB. I've made a video about this, I think, during the season, right at the start of the season. I ride with whatever Brian decides, man. And people call me a cheerleader or whatever. Cool. Yes, I root for the Green Bay Packers. I know that's impossibly difficult in this day and age to wrap people's heads around. But, man, what I would do and what the actual professionals do are very different. And I understand that Brian, Matt, everyone in 1265 Lombardi has forgotten more football than I will ever know. I am simply a hobbyist. I read a lot. I talk to people a lot. I know a little bit about football. They know more than any of us on this chat will ever know. So whatever Brian decides, it's the Packers' decision. Let's go. I'm in. Now, I'll tell you what I won't be looking forward to is another year of Aaron Rodgers on Pat McAfee drumming up whatever stuff he's doing outside of the game of football that then filters into my mentions, my inbox, my stuff online, all shit that I don't care about. Years and years and years, I said, I don't give a shit about his family stuff. I don't care who he's dating, all of that. I still maintain that about COVID, vaccinations, etc. I have gotten so sick of it because people come to me about it, and I don't care. I don't care. I only care what he does on the football field. That is the one area where I will be disappointed. That I got, honestly, that is it. I just care about what he does on a football field. Dave, thanks for the super chat. What's 12 supposed to say? Oh, boy, I hope it's not cold in January in Green Bay. You're supposed to say, I'm going to lead you to the Super Bowl. That's it. He doesn't have – he gets asked about the cold. Sure, yeah, okay. Say, yep, it's going to be cold for both teams. That's it. That's all he needs to say, because it is. This ain't tough. This ain't hard. Carl, thanks for the super chat. When receivers drop passes, didn't Favre say, I'm coming back to you, while Rodgers stops trusting them? Thanks for everything, Nags. Yeah, that's somewhat fair, Carl. But we've seen plenty of instances where Aaron's gone back to guys. That has happened. Never, ever, ever, ever forget that first touchdown that Lazard had against Detroit was literally the play after a drop. You know, an incomplete pass that probably should have been caught. You know, he has shown that he will go back to you. There's no doubt about it. Now, Saturday night, after the DeGuara drop, I would have been surprised if DeGuara got another look, but which is unfortunate because DeGuara was open a few times. But I think, yeah, I get what you're saying, but I think there's been plenty of evidence of Aaron going back to guys. MVS is a guy comes to mind of recent vintage where he's had huge drops and still gotten looks after. So I don't think that's strictly true. Hey, why don't I give a shout out to our good friends over at the Woodson Whiskey. You need some Woodson Whiskey in your life. That's right. It's now available in the Badger State. If you're in Wisconsin, you can check out woodsonwhiskey.com. You can find a store near you, or you can just order it online and have it shipped right to your door. Woodson Whiskey. Make sure you check it out, Packers fans. Shout out to Charles Woodson, the GOAT himself right there, smiling, saying, hey, get yourself some Woodson Whiskey. Woodsonwhiskey.com is where you want to head. Woodson Whiskey, if it wasn't your game day whiskey, it is now. That's right, folks. Get yourself some. Johnny, thank you for the super chat. It's difficult for me to not cringe at all the vitriol this fan base has towards its arguably best player. Comes off as very spoiled. I understand that. I mean, as the foremost town crier of entitled town, I hear what you're saying. However, the standard is the standard, and you're trying to win championships with this quarterback and this team. You're not expected to kill it in preseason, and then whatever comes in the postseason is just a cherry on top. We're here to watch you try and win a championship, a championship. Now, when they turned the page from Favre to Rodgers, no one was under any illusions that, okay, young, new quarterback, well, anyone with a brain, was, you know, we knew it was time for a new era and we had to let this quarterback develop, right? And when and if that moment comes, when it's time to go from Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love, those expectations and will be recalibrated to, yep, okay, we got a young quarterback. Now it's time to develop him. That first season undoubtedly will not be, you know, a 13-win season. But when you've got a quarterback, a Hall of Famer, a multiple time MVP quarterback, especially on a weekend where you saw pretty much every other quarterback perform at an insanely high level, then your guy goes out there and shits the bed on national television. I understand Packers fans being a little verklempt, being a little upset, being ready to turn the page. I don't think that's spoiled. I think that's frustration, understandable frustration, after a decade plus of knocking on the door, being unable to seal the deal. And it's not just Rodgers. We all understand that. But the team is built around him. And at some point, it might be time to have the team not built around him. Maybe it's built around the defense or the running game or Jordan Love if he improves and shows that he's worthy of having a team built around him. But right now, they've had this team built around Aaron Rodgers for a decade and have no hardware to show for it since 2010. So at some point, yeah, frustration sets in and it's time to move on. I don't think that's spoiled. I don't. I definitely appreciate everything he's done in a Packers uniform. There's no taking it away from him. Multiple MVPs, a Super Bowl championship, all the passing records. It's all great stuff. We're all very appreciative of it.
But how long are you going to hang on? You're just hanging on to put up points, put up records, win MVPs, and never win another championship. Eventually, it's time to move on. I think that time has arrived. The Packers may disagree. We shall see. Dave, thanks for the super chat. Regardless of who quarterback special teams really needs to be addressed, Goody has been great elsewhere, but long snapper shouldn't be that hard to find. You wouldn't think so, would you? Which certainly seems to have bedeviled this team. I hear you, Dave, though. You are right. What is it? Quinn, thanks for the super chat. Woods and Whiskey can't be shipped to Alaska. I'm hurt. Oh, man. I will address this post-haste with Mr. Woodson. What else we got here? What else we got, folks? We got Mark. Thanks for the super chat. Whitney's didn't we have it all on repeat since Sunday? If we played the O-line we had for most of the season, would things be different? I don't think significantly so. I wasn't a big fan of putting Billy Turner at left tackle. I wish they would just made a choice at right tackle and left Yosh in there. But it's not like Yosh was Bakhtiari or anything, you know? It's like they couldn't hold up front. Rodgers and Matt did a much better job pretty much throughout the season, but especially against better fronts like the Rams, etc., getting or at least having a plan to get the ball out of Aaron's hands quickly. Especially in obvious passing downs. But it just seems like they never really adjusted, and I don't think much of that would have been changed if Yosh is at left tackle. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't see that that was the linchpin for the loss. That's just my opinion, man. Alex, thanks for the super chat. How much can Green Bay get for 12 knowing he'll be 39? As much as they could probably have gotten for him last year knowing he was 38. I mean, Tom Brady's 44. Still playing at a high level? I still think they could get a pretty penny. They'll get a bushel of picks if they trade him. They'll get more than they got for Favre, I'll tell you that. Michael, thanks for the super chat. I'm depressed, but thank you for everything you do. I love the difference between calm nags during these chats versus fired up nags during the games. Thank you, Michael. I was once called the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde of Packers fans, and I think that's pretty apt. I definitely kind of let it all out. On the watch parties. Kevin really wants to say Sam Congato. Sam Congato once killed a man with his bare hands just to watch him die. That used to be something we used to say online all the time. The chat is dreadful today. Tony putting you all on blast. You all are dreadful, according to Tony. Good afternoon from Stockholm, Sweden. What's up, Rick? Do you think Goody would even consider having Rodgers for 2022 and then let him walk without Packers getting any compensation? Well, technically, they would get a compensatory pick if he were to leave after his final year of his deal and then sign a contract as a free agent someplace else. But no, I do not think in a million years that will be happening. But we'll see. I've been surprised before. Sweden Packers fans, what's up? Block the dreadfuls. Nah, man, I don't block people unless they're like being political. You got every right to be annoying. Packers fans, do what you got to do. Get it out of your system. We're all different when it comes to the grieving process. I get it. I'm going to have to get going anyway. I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking Packers. Again, no Packer transplants live tonight. We'll be back hopefully Monday night to wrap things up for the season. In the meantime, please check out my interview with David Bakhtiari on CheeseheadTV.com. Lots of interesting stuff from David there on his attempt to get back on the field this season. You can really get a sense of his frustration and really find out what happened with that knee. In the meantime, please hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.